We're back in Charleville, France. We're playing tag across Europe, but that bell means it's 6 a.m. and Ben's the runner, so he's got to go, Ben.
All right, here we go. We're doing tag again. This time, I'm off to Switzerland.
Good luck, Ben.
All right, well, we got 45 minutes, so I guess we got to plan how to catch him.
All right, so here's how the game works. We're here in Charleville-Mézières, France, because it's the approximate midpoint between these three locations in Europe. In this game, Ben is trying to get here to Zermatt, Switzerland, Adam is trying to get here to Borkum, Germany, and I, Sam, am trying to get here to Jersey, UK. Right now, Ben's the runner. While you're the runner, you can move towards your location. If you can make it all the way there, you win the game immediately. But if no one makes it to their location, the win goes to whoever's location is closest to the runner at the end of 72 hours, which you can see by looking at these win areas. While the runner heads for their location, the other two players will act as it, aka chasers. They'll have a live tracker on the runner and work together to tag them. Once the runner is tagged, their positions rotate. The runner becomes a chaser, and the next chaser becomes the runner. So now, back to Ben, who needs to come up with a plan to get out of Charleville-Mézières before we can come after him.
Okay, looking at the timetables for this morning, there's at least one train that leaves before they're out of their freeze period, and that is to Riems, Champagne-Ardennes station in Riems. And that's in about a half an hour.
I love that the whole town is set up as like a beach for some reason again. Sam, I think that we should film our strategy discussion with our heads in that thing.
So, Adam, I think the first thing is we have to figure out which train he's on.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there is a train this morning that goes to Champagne-Ardennes. My guess is that he'll go on that because the only other train this morning goes north, and I don't think he'll want to take that.
Yeah, okay.
But let's look at where he is.
We're back at the Charleville station, and we're gonna get a little brekkie. Ooh, can I get brekkie at this vending machine? It worked. Oh, I think my hand is trapped.
Okay, so I don't even know if Ben will figure this out because it doesn't actually go to the stop that he's going to. But there's a very high-speed train, a TGV, that stops at Rhin, which is one just right next to Champagne-Ardennes where he will get. And we could just take a taxi from Rhin to Champagne-Ardennes. That'd be very quick. I don't think he'll think of that, if I'm being honest.
He's gotten more experienced. He's got a big brain. He went to Brown.
Oh. Okay, I got it. Now I'm also going to get a little bottle of water. Bottle of water.
That's the thing about this season is we're all going into this with a whole season of failures under our belt.
That's true.
That we've learned from.
Oh, my hand's trapped again. Ah. Oh, it's a death trap. Okay. That's me. Off to the Rhin.
It's almost time. Yeah. We have one more minute so we can go after Ben. Although this time we don't have to run because our train
plenty of time.
Doesn't leave for a half hour, and also you can't run.
Yes.
For old time's sake, I think we should run for like 5 seconds just for the vibes. It's 6:45. Let's do it. Let's do our running for vibes. Vibe run! Okay, now let's walk.
We're on the way to the station.
Are you chasing someone?
Maybe.
Well, I think that if you know the format, we have to admit that we are chasing someone.
Okay, it's 6:45. That means the chasers have been released and they're after me. And you know, last time I was scared. This time, I'm making it all the way, baby. There's not going to be a single tag in this game of tag. We're going to have to call it something different than tag. We're going to have to call it go to Switzerland. Then go to Switzerland.
Wait. The TGV is at a half hour late?
Yes.
Uh-oh. That might change our plan.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, thank you for this update, Sophie. We maybe should take the slow regional train then.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunate. This means probably Ben never realized we could get there the faster way, and we're doing what he thinks.
Because he's just navigating on vibes.
Right.
Okay, so I am on this train for 58 minutes, and in order to move in this game as a runner, you have to pay for all of your transportation with coins.
So, real quick, while you're the runner, you have to pay for all your transportation using coins. Other than running, you can take trains, metros, planes, ferries, or bikes. Each form of transportation costs a different amount and is paid for by the minute. Every player starts with 2,000 coins, which isn't enough to get them very far. If they want to earn more, they have to pull a randomly selected card from the challenge deck. If they complete the challenge, they earn the reward. But if they fail to or choose to veto it, they can only walk or run for the next 30 minutes.
And this train is going to cost me 580 coins because it's 58 minutes on low-speed rail. I'm going to have an hour in champagne before Sam and Adam could show up. So I'm going to try and pull a card when I get there and knock out a challenge, earn some more coins before I keep moving, and hopefully I don't get screwed. That's the plan.
I mean, delayed by a half hour, that's a long delay.
That's tough stuff, yeah.
All right, Sam, while we wait around, this is probably a bad idea and will cost a lot of money, but I want you to suggest a strange and exciting motion graphic that we are going to put in the video right now.
I would like to see Bowser.
Bowser.
Bowser?
From, like, Mario.
Yeah.
Do we have the rights to that?
No, actually, no. Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C.
Okay, okay.
Sorry, change of plans. Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. with laser eyes.
Okay.
In the middle of the bandstand.
Great.
Basically, like, destroying the bandstand.
Okay, I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay, now react to it. Now react to how crazy it looks.
Mayor Muriel Bowser, this is not what I voted for.
All right, let's go away in the station.
Platform 2.
Platform 2? All right.
Okay. Platform 2.
Hello, friends.
Choo-choo. By the way, confirmed. Ben has passed downtown station.
Yes,
so
he is.
He's almost certainly going to Champagne. Champagne.
All right. Hello and welcome to the beautiful vineyards of Champagne.
I was looking at some train schedules and I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, I'm often wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Sam and Adam cannot get here until 8:48. So I need to get on a train out of here before 8:48 is the idea. Fortunately, it seems like there's a couple of good options. There's a train to Nancy, and there's a train to Strasbourg. And both of those are basically in the right direction, so I think they're both perfect. But I don't have enough to take either of them, at least all the way. So that means it's time to pull the first card of this season. And hopefully, it is fine. First card.
Do a taste test. Acquire a bag of Haribo Gold Bears. Close your eyes. Taste 3 Gold Bears and guess their flavors. You must get all 3 correct. If you do not succeed, you must wait 10 minutes before trying again. You may practice.
I am good at tasting candy. The only question is, can I get Haribo Gold Bears here?
Ben has officially arrived at his first stop, Champagne Ardent Station, and that is where he can transfer to a TGV to Strasbourg in not very long from now.
If he gets on the next train to Strasbourg, our only option is just to follow him on the train that's an hour later, which is like,
whatever.
I mean, it's fine, but like...
It just doesn't get us any closer.
We continue to be behind him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not great.
So, yeah.
So we just have to hope his challenges go badly.
Okay, there's a vending machine. There's some Haribo, but not the bears. Oh,
Says there's another relay, like a quarter mile from here.
Maybe they'll have gold bears.
Oh.
Now here's the thing. He is going to have to earn just over 1,000 points when you get on that train.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot around.
The station is kind of on the edge of the city.
Yeah, so like, I don't know.
Could be tough.
What are all these buildings? What is Yanmar? That's not a relay. It says I'm at the relay. It doesn't exist. Okay. Yeah, this is a construction equipment building. Okay. That's okay. We're going back to the train station. We can't complete this challenge here, but I can get on another train.
And it looks like Ben is going back to the station. Like he was out of the station and it's now showing him back in the station.
Are there other trains? Let's just look at like, I don't know.
Nope. The next train is the one to Strasbourg.
Okay. Well.
So he's either on that or not on any train.
Let's hope he's not on any train.
We can hope.
Okay. Here's the dealio. So I could not earn enough to go all the way to Strasbourg, but what I can do and what I'm going to do is I can get on the train to Strasbourg, but not go all the way there. I can get off this stop called Lorraine and go to Lorraine, which is still going the right way, and then do some challenges in Lorraine and keep going from there. I don't know how much time that will buy me, but I think that this is my best option right now, so that's what I'm gonna do.
That's me.
His circle is moving.
Where?
You're definitely on the way to Strasbourg.
Oh, God. I can't believe we let him get all the way to Germany.
Well, there was literally nothing we could do.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I would say I can't believe that the failure of the French train system let him get all the way to Germany.
True.
All right. Welcome back to Champagne-Ardent.
One funny thing is that I didn't pack layers because I just, like, thought the odds we would specifically end up in Zermatt were so low. But now...
Not only would we end up in Zermatt, like, I think our finish location...
It's on top of a mountain. Well, we just have to hang out here until the next train comes.
It's already been 3 hours.
Yeah. 3 hours without catching Ben. I would say that things are not going great.
It's 3 hours, and the earliest possible we could catch him is 2 hours from now.
Yeah.
Theoretically, there is one intermediate stop that he could make.
Nah, I doubt it.
It would be an interesting move. Maybe if he didn't have the budget or something, and, well, he's getting to that intermediate stop now.
All right. Welcome to Lorraine. So I only have 470 coins, so I gotta find some gummy bears fast before I can get on another train. So let's look for gummy bears.
I'm just saying, I feel like France.
Okay, this
like
is the
I feel like 60 years ago.
We completely missed the pizza vending machine.
There's a pizza. Oh my God, I want that. Do we have time?
We have 15 minutes.
Sacré pizza.
It says 3 to 4 minutes.
3 to 4?
That's what it says.
Oh, great.
That's what I'm talking about. Bonjour. It is fortunate that this train station had gold bears because I just want to pop outside for a second. There is nothing else for miles. It's just fields.
It's literally just fields.
Wait, Sam, it's about to come out. It's about to pop out.
Ew.
Sam, you have to film it coming out.
What?
It's hot. Yes. It's so hot.
Thank you, vending machine pizza man.
Wow, that is surprisingly cooked.
Okay,
hi. We're here in Lorraine, beautiful Lorraine, and we're going to do a taste test. Closing my eyes, here's the bear. You now know what flavor it is, I don't. It's citrusy. I think it's either lemon or orange. I'm going with lemon. Going with lemon. Now I'm going to check.
Platform three.
There's sort of like a little tear. I wonder if I can sort of tear the pizza.
Our train is here.
That didn't work.
Our train is here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got that one right, so we're on to number two. We're going to close our eyes. Here's the bear. It tastes exactly the same. I think it's also lemon. Okay, right again. If I get this last bear, I win the challenge. Here's our last bear. Apple. It's apple. I'm going to check, but I'm 100% sure I'm right. Okay, I got that one right. That means the 800 coins are mine. The question is, what am I going to do with them? Because I need to get out of here before Sam and Adam can get to me.
Ben got off at Lorraine TGV. Yeah.
No way. Yep.
But that's like complete middle of nowhere.
So he must have not gotten the coins.
Yeah. So I guess we'll get off there.
Okay. There's one train that leaves from here before the train that I assume they're on gets here, and that goes back right the way that I came. It stops in Muz. I could go there. I think their train also stops in Muz, but they might not think to get off there. Yeah, I mean, I think I have to get on that train. Because the next train that's getting here is the one that I really think that they're on. So I think I'm going to go back to Buzz. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. They might not even be on that train that I think that they're on. This whole thing might be really stupid, but you know what? They won't expect me to go to Muds. And I'm not like other boys, you know? I go to Muds.
Damn, it's coming back this way. You got it. Because if you'd waited until the next train going east, it would be this train. So we got an early train that is headed back towards us. So I think we want to get off at...
You got to give it up to Ben on that one.
It'll be interesting to see if he gets off at Moose or goes all the way back to Chicago.
If Sam and Adam have got off in the Moose to intercept me, the question then for them is going to be, do you get on this train? Or do you wait with the platform? Am I going to go right through the station, or am I going to go? I don't know. I mean, I know I'm getting off, but I'm hoping that they're going to get on the train
thinking that I'm going further back. And then they get sent back into Champagne. And I have some time in close to do stuff. It's going to be a tough decision. Sort of a flip of the coin. It's the difference between catching me right away and maybe losing me for good.
Turn his sword out. Which means we can't get on it.
So we could get on the train and look for him in the 3 minutes before it leaves, but we can't actually take it.
Yeah.
So, I bet his train is already here or it's pulling in.
There's one just on the other platform now.
All right. I'm getting up here and Liz. They're either here or they're not.
All
right, let's go. Yes, we gotta get to the other side of the station.
You gotta
do you want
go.
Me to run ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, here, take the pizza.
Okay.
Don't get stuck on
the train.
Won't see them.
It's a real small station. You're tagged, buddy. You what happened? You ran out of coins?
It was a gamble. I was doing a little gamble. Yeah, I was hoping you guys were going to get on it.
Oh. Well, why didn't you hide?
I recognize this guy.
I tagged him. All right. Give me the cards right now.
Okay. Adam?
Give me the cards right now.
There you go.
Bye.
Good luck.
I wonder what train he's getting on.
I'm probably trying to get back on our... Oh, he already has a ticket on our train on the other platform.
Excuse me?
I would propose we start doing some research about various things that he will do.
Let's figure it out.
I think we can safely assume that he's probably going to Strasbourg right now. There's a small chance he gets off the station before, but I think Strasbourg certainly makes sense, and he has the budget to get there, I believe.
I mean, I was just... Yeah, he can definitely get to Strasbourg, and the station before it, as I just discovered, is nothing.
Not really.
You forget something?
No, it's very hard to explain. We're playing a game.
Yeah.
So I just caught my friend.
Okay.
So now I'm back on here going to Strasbourg.
Okay. And your friend?
He has to stay here for a while.
It says that there's not another one to Strasbourg until 1:30.
No.
That can't be right.
No.
Hold on, no.
Oh, no.
We can kind of go back to Paris.
No.
Okay, it's fine. Adam's got...
No.
Like a 3-hour lead.
No.
It's fine. But...
Oh, no. Ben!
Why else stay here?
Oh, yeah.
Get off the game.
You know, tag.
You're off. You're headed to Borkum.
I'm headed to Borkum, and you could watch that episode right now on Nebula.
Yeah, and that's because, for those of you who don't know, we put every single episode of Jet Lag up 1 week early on Nebula, because basically all the revenue for this show comes from our Nebula subscribers, so we thank them for that by putting the whole show out early. So next episode is out right now. on Nebula. And every single episode after that will also be out 1 week early on Nebula.
And also on Nebula is our exclusive podcast where we recap every week's episode. We get on a call and we talk through, like, usually a lot of times there's a lot of strategy that we didn't get time to get into the episode. And we get to talk about all of that and really give you the behind the scenes. And that's only on Nebula.
And Nebula is not just our stuff. There are a bunch of amazing creators, some of whom you probably already watch, who put out their stuff ad-free and early on Nebula and make amazing original series like Real Life Lore's Modern Conflict series or Real Engineering's Battle of Britain series.
Both the reels.
All the reels.
They make amazing stuff, and there's tons of other stuff you can watch on Nebula.
And the good news is that if you sign up with our link, nebula.tv/jetlag, you'll get 40% off the annual subscription, which brings the price down to under $3 a month. It's really not expensive at all, and it gets you the best jet lag viewing experience and the best viewing experience for all sorts of creators that you probably already watch. And if anyone wants to support even more, it's called the Lifetime Membership. Basically, if you really want to help support us and get us kind of revenue up front that we can use to invest in future seasons, you can get a lifetime subscription. To be honest, it's not the most economical way to get access to Nebula. That's the annual subscription. But if you know you want to lock it in, that is an option. So make sure to click the button on screen or go to the link in the description or go to nebula.tv/jetlag to sign up. Watch the next episode now, listen to the podcast, and thanks in advance for your support.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.